What's up, guys? I am back for another episode.
I mentioned last episode that I was going to possibly start using my mic that I have, but I would need to use an adapter.
And that is still in the process because I did order the adapter about a week ago now, maybe probably a little bit more, and for some reason it still has not shipped. Very delayed from Amazon, but that's alright. In the meantime, we're just going to stick with what we have, and that's totally fine. I am back on the road today. Today is going to be a little bit different because, honestly, I am on the road for good. For 3 hours, actually. It is currently Thanksgiving. I just finished having dinner with my family. And now I am on my way to visit my friend who lives a couple hours away. So I'm very excited. I get to spend a couple days with her. And so I decided I should just make an episode in the meantime. I mean, why not? I have a couple hours to spare, so I might as well talk about different things. I'm thinking that this will end up turning into a couple segments. I will probably speak about a certain topic, brainstorm, and reflect while listening to some music. And then when I'm bored of music or podcasting, by that I mean listening to podcasts, I'll just hop on and record another one. And I feel like that might be the move for today. Yeah. I guess since we just finished Turkey Day, I figure let's talk a little bit about that. And then I do want to hop after with just a little bit of health and like fitness updates, just because I know that I mentioned it a little bit last episode, and it genuinely is a big part of my life. So I feel like after, you know, a couple months not hopping on the podcast, it might be important to actually speak about it and update you guys on what I've been up to, what I'm doing, what's been helping. And so yeah, let's just start. The Thanksgiving was really fun. We ended up in the morning, I just kind of like watched a few movies. I've honestly for the last week been listening to watching a lot of Christmas movies, which has been really fun. I feel like I love celebrating Christmas very early, far too early for a lot of people, but I'm always very last minute at the Christmas movie watching for some reason. Like, I kind of forget that that's a thing every time until like the week of Christmas, maybe the week after, to try to like keep Christmas alive, and then there you go. So this time I decided, let's just start really early. I'm kind of done all my current series that I'm watching, so why not just hop into straight up Christmas movie watching? So it's been fun. I did that this morning. And then what else did I do this morning? I know that I was kind of messing around with my iPad and Procreate. I was drawing a little bit. I think I mostly just did that. And then I ended up just getting ready. I did record a few TikToks. Honestly, I posted one and I'm really excited. And then I have two drafts that I started, but I'm going to need my friend for to finish it off. So I have this current pending, and I just better remember to finish them, because we have this issue where every time we get together, we need to do all these photo shoots and these like different activities and TikToks. And once we get together, we basically forget all about it and we rarely have pictures together. And honestly, are you really best friends with someone if you don't accidentally always forget to capture any type of moment together? I don't think so. So hopefully we remember at least those. So yeah, I did a little bit of that, a little bit of getting ready, and then we started our appetizers. And honestly, from being like from a French family, we only recently started, I feel like, really incorporating traditional American Thanksgiving food. And so it was kind of funny. So our appetizers ended up being like some chips from Trader Joe's. Like almost every single holiday, we end up having these little, they're from the frozen aisle, but they're so good. They're these little hot dogs. like, what are those called? You know the little mummy hot dog, like hot dogs that have a little, like, they're like a corn dog type of thing, but way fancier. That's what basically it is. It's like in puff pastry, so it's actually really good. And then we ended up doing that, and then we always have these little baby, like, honestly, I think they're like tiny little cheese quiche-like things. I'm not 100% sure what a quiche is, I think, but I feel like it's not. I don't know, it's a little puff pastry that has like cheese inside, and it's also incredibly delicious. So we ended up having that. It was very good. We had a little cheese fondue also. Again, very a French-American Thanksgiving, if we're being honest. And then we just enjoyed that for a bit. We made a few drinks and played some card party games. We've started incorporating those a lot more the last couple years, and it always makes it so fun. So we did that. I've recently bought 3 new like party games, and I'm obsessed. There was this one, honestly, I might forget what exactly they're called, but you'll get the gist. They're from Target, so I know the keywords of them, so if you are interested and want to search them up, they're fun. But one is something like first and last. Essentially, it's like you grab a card, and each of the cards is either going to say first to do something or say something, or it'll be last to do something or say something. And so it's a very fun game, and honestly, it gets you to be drinking pretty quickly. So we had a good couple of rounds with those. I just took it light with my drinks because obviously I knew that I was driving. So we kind of cut it short just because I think it'd be such a fun party game. But like I said, with no one really needing or wanting to be absolutely trashed for Thanksgiving this year, we ended up like not needing to do it as much. But with that said, I think it would be such a fun game that I recommend it. The other game was so much fun though. We ended up doing, I think it's called New Phone Who Dis. Pretty sure that's what it was called. Think of Cards Against Humanity, but instead it's through text prompts. So instead of your main topic card, it'll be like a main text, and you try to come up with the best response to it. And it's really funny. Like, we had a good couple laughs with it, and I really liked that one. But after we did that for a little bit, we had dinner. I don't even know what kind of meal this was. It was a mix of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But we had the main course, is what I'm trying to say. And it was good. It was mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, cornbread. Honestly, very American Thanksgiving, which was, like I said, we don't often do like full Thanksgiving food, so it was fun. And then back to desserts. I don't know why I said back to, but just in I guess back to desserts in terms of back to French food. Because I had also prepped some, I think they're probably called the same thing in English, but they're like madeleines. If you think of what a Milano is, but like the soft, warm form, fresh out of the oven form of that, that's what they are. And they're incredible. I've had this recipe that I've been making since I was, I don't know, I want to say like decently young. I've kept this recipe card for so long because I randomly did it one time because little me wanted to be a baker, and we ended up loving the recipe, and so it's kind of become my recipe, and I just make it here and there. So we ended up having that, and then others, some traditional foods like apple pie and pumpkin pie. But we also had these other things that I have no idea where they come from or who started it, but I know we've had it a couple times. They're puff pastry. We've had a lot of like puff pastry things today. But they're like puff pastries that you roll out, and then you can put different things in it, and then you put it in, you like twist 2 pieces together with like a filling in between. And it's really, really good. We had some with Nutella, some with strawberry jam, and some with cinnamon sugar. And I feel like cinnamon sugar is probably the most like traditional form of it. And I'm a sucker for Nutella, but I think I might just say that the cinnamon sugar still beats the Nutella. It's so good. But that was basically the Thanksgiving food. Very all over the place with what we're eating, but it was good. And then we finished it, and my mom and I went on a walk for my dog. And then I finished packing, went to the gas station and put on some gas because I literally had only 10 miles left to my car. And should I have probably gotten gas prior to Thanksgiving Day? Yes. But did that happen? No. So it's okay. We're safe. We're safe and sound in the car with a full tank of gas now. Checked our tire pressures. And here we are now. It was a pretty good day. It went by quicker than I thought. I think we just constantly were doing something. So it was, oh my god, you know what I did do this morning? Just a side thing. Was I started the Jonas Brothers family roast. I think that's what it was called. And I thought I was going to be able to finish it, but I didn't. I watched it about halfway. And it is so funny. They have a lot of, like, guests. I thought it was going to be Jonas Brothers roasting Jonas Brothers. Like, it was going to be, like, one of the brothers roasting the others. But it ended up being their friends and family roasting them, which made it so funny seeing their reactions. I recommend. It was funny. I feel like you can't necessarily expect, like, full-on, like, stand-up comedy level content. But just seeing their faces when their wives or their good friends sing about them in a roasted manner was enough to make me happy. Like, so funny. So I recommend that. I think my friend and I might end up watching it, which would be good because I only ended up watching half of it. So we'll see. But I do recommend that to any of you if you haven't heard of it or haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet. But yeah, I think that was pretty much it for today. And so I think from here, I just want to hop into the topic of health and fitness. I know that there wasn't a super tie-in right there, but I figured I'd update you on my Thanksgiving. And I also, by the way, really hope that you guys all had a good Thanksgiving yourselves, that you were able to spend time with, whether that's like friends or family or whoever you're spending with. I hope you had a good day with that. I hope you ate some delicious foods. And I also want to say that whoever is still listening to this podcast, I am very grateful for you guys because you've stuck around even when I've had to put a pause on the podcast. And so I'm very happy you guys are still here and listening. So that's my little wrap up on that. But the next thing, health and fitness. Like I said, it's still a major part of my life. It makes me very, very happy. I love learning about new things when it comes to the world. I think that some people who I meet, when they learn that I actually really love it, I feel like it catches them by surprise just because I do sometimes start randomly talking about, like, amino acids or protein powders or just the most random things. And I think it can catch people off guard just because, like, you don't... I feel like there's one thing to go to the gym and love the gym, and there's another thing about fully taking the time and thinking it's fun to know the research and science behind different things that goes behind working out or the supplements you take and everything like that. But I've had fun with that. I am still a personal trainer. I do still have 2 current clients. I really hope I can start getting a few more clients this upcoming year. I really want to work hard on that, but in the meantime, I am so grateful for the 2 clients that I've had because I've had them for a pretty long time. I've had one for about 6 months, the other one for 8 or 9 months now, and then a couple months prior to even being a personal trainer, we were kind of working one-on-one as I was, like, prepping to become a personal trainer. So she's been with me for a really long time, and I'm very grateful for that. I just really enjoy being able to come up with workouts and kind of figure out what makes sense for the person and what their goals are. And I love, love, love being able to motivate them, because I think everyone needs motivation and likes working out in different ways. And so I think it's really fun to be able to learn how each person is and their relationship with not only working out but also food. Some people have a more complicated relationship with food, and others know a lot about food and already eat well and just need motivation on the working out. And everybody's so different in that way, so I really, really like getting getting to know each person and being able to help them out, it makes me happy. I've had both of the clients are doing incredible, so much progress. It makes me so happy to be able to see how far they've gone. And honestly, it makes me very proud. I'm honored to be their personal trainer. And I know my best friend will be listening to this, and I do also train her, so I'm very proud of you. Yes. But that's been very good. I've enjoyed every process of that, every minute of that. And yeah, when it comes to my own journey, I honestly don't quite remember the last update I gave you guys. I know that I know at the time I had recently gotten my certification for personal training and I was working really hard on that. So I think I can kind of assume kind of what my stage was at. I know I've lost more weight since then. And when I say that, I do want to put out a disclaimer that progress on your health and fitness journey does not have to reflect through a number on a scale. I know people's relationship with the scale can be very different, and I think that not everyone has a good relationship with the scale, which is absolutely fine. 100%, if you are someone who rather see how you feel in your body and see physical progress and how you feel and knowing what you do is good, if that is what gets you motivated, what makes you feel good, go for it. But I think that there are still a percent of people who don't mind or do, in loose terms, enjoy the scale. I think for me and what I've found from my current two clients, I think we all have a very similar relationship with the scale, is that obviously if it's not where we want to be, it's a little scarier. It doesn't make us as happy. But when I see that number being a little higher than what I want it to be, or that I've fallen backwards a little bit, I think it does motivate me. I think in times where sometimes honestly I'm just purely lazy on getting on the scale in the morning before getting dressed and everything. And when that happens, there's times where I won't weigh myself for like a month. And when I do that and I do see the number going backwards, even just a couple pounds, I know it's not a big deal because everybody's weight fluctuates, and I'm fully aware of that, and I want you guys to know that too. Your weight does fluctuate. There are times where you will gain weight, but maybe you're going to be losing it all and plus more afterwards. So you can't fully rely on the scale. But what the scale does for me when I do see those couple more pounds is it honestly motivates me to be working harder, and I find myself focusing a little bit more on food than maybe I was the last couple weeks. I find myself pushing myself a little bit more working out, maybe being a little bit more consistent, or being willing to add an extra HIIT workout or cardio session or something to my workout. Genuinely, the scale can push me to become a little bit better. So that's why I do not focus on the scale, but I do like it as my little, I'm not really sure if I know the word, but my little, I guess, indicator of how I'm doing. It can help me, and then if I see that it's kind of maintained, I'm pretty happy usually. And then if I see that I've lost, honestly, it also gives me motivation to keep going, and I know that what I'm doing is on the right track, and I genuinely like the scale for those reasons, but not everyone has that, and that's totally fine, like I said. But with that, personally, I've been able to lose some weight, and since we've last talked, I think if I had to put a guess, I probably lost 10-ish pounds in the last 8 months, which is very good. I'm very proud of it. And then I think I've kind of maintained for a good couple months now. But I also know that despite me maintaining, which I am happy about, I know that there was a point where I was kind of loose with my behavior. I wasn't as dedicated, particularly to food. Working out, I was still pretty decent, but food, I was going out probably a little bit more than I was used to. I ever since I switched jobs, I knew that at the first couple weeks, I did not meal prep as much as I did at my other job. At my other job, I was pretty consistent every single day to have a food already prepped, and I knew what it was going to be. And so I think that truly did cause a change. And luckily, I did maintain, so I wasn't making horrible choices. I definitely was working out, but yeah, that's kind of where I think I am. But the one thing, though, that definitely I added since our last little fitness talk is I added this thing called this tool or this technology called Lumen. L-U-M-E-N. I bought it probably about a year ago, and I haven't gotten the chance to talk about it yet. I wanted to originally use it for a couple months and then update you guys, but as we know, I kind of wasn't on anymore. So I do want to talk about it now. I used it for a solid, I want to say, 6 months, and then I kind of stopped using it when I kind of paused my regular programming, working out, and mostly food. But now I started using it again, and I really like it. Essentially, Lumen is a new, and this is, by the way, not at all sponsored, 100% not. I do actually have a discount code, which I will put down below because I genuinely love it, but not sponsored. With that said, Lumen is basically this thing that it's kind of funny, I call it my vape just because I personally do not vape, but it looks like I do whenever I show my friends how to use it. So I just call it my vape. But what you do is every morning you wait about 20 to 30 minutes after you wake up, and then you turn on your Lumen and it syncs with your phone. There's an app that goes with it. And you breathe out a little bit, and then you breathe into the Lumen for 10 seconds. And then what it does is breathe in or breathe out? I suddenly got confused on whether I breathe in or out of this thing. It's okay. That's besides the point. But whatever direction your breath goes, what it does is it looks at the amount of carbon dioxide that you have in your breath, and that translates to how or what phase in burning fat or carbs your body is in. Basically, your body uses carbs first. So carbs is one of the easiest ways for your body to receive energy. Whenever you eat anything that has carbs, it turns into energy right away. So what the Lumen does is if you have a lot of carbon dioxide in your body, it means that you are still in the carb burning stage. But if your Lumen shows that you are in the fat burning stage, which is what your goal should be after not eating all night long, it'll be in the fat burning stage. So it's burning energy that's kind of more like deeper stored in you. So that is what your goal should be in the morning. And that's why over time it'll get to know you, and it'll recommend a different amount of carb servings for you, depending on not only what your number is that morning, but also what your trend has been the last couple weeks. So it started me off at a way higher amount of carbs, but the more consistent I was with my macros and that number of servings of carbs, the less and less I was actually able to wake up in the morning in the fat burning mode. And if this is getting a little bit too sciencey for you, I apologize, but I genuinely think that this is such a cool tool, and it could also give you some information on, you know, if you're paying attention to your eating and how you're feeling, maybe it'll give you a little bit of tips there. But yeah, so it noticed that I in the morning was not burning carbs as well, and so over time it actually decreased the amount of carbs I was eating. Not to say that I'm not eating carbs because everybody needs carbs. But sometimes those carbs can translate to raw vegetables, for example, which do have carbs. But those are a different kind of carbs and a type of carbs that maybe my body's able to process better. And so ever since I started using Lumen and decreasing my carbs just a tad, I have significantly seen a difference in not only my energy levels every single day, but also being able to lose weight. The time that I started losing weight was when I was consistent with my Lumen, which was really cool. I genuinely think that's such a cool science. I've just never heard of anything like that. But yeah, I genuinely think it's really cool. With that said, sometimes I do have what's called a higher carb day. So even if you are someone who eats pretty low carbs, sometimes it's actually very important that you do up your carbs and up your calories for the day, because you can't always stay at a very low number of, like, you need to replenish at some point. It's just like if you're paying attention to your calories, sometimes you need higher calorie days because that's your body's way of not letting it get too used to a very low number of calories. So yeah, that's kind of my, I guess, extra disclaimer, but I think it's cool. Like I said, I have never seen more of a progress than when I started using the Lumen, and so for that, I'm very thankful for the Lumen. And if you guys are interested in learning more about it, I will put their website down below, and like I said, I'll also add a discount code for you guys so you'll be able to have, I do forget what the dollar amount is off, but it is a decent portion, but I do think it's also very worth the money that you'd be spending on it. But yeah, that's kind of how I've been keeping track of my food. So generally, I am at a little bit lower carbs than what I was previously, but it's definitely worked for me. For working out, I am back at the gym starting 3 weeks ago now, and I'm so happy. I started in the gym, it's very ironic, almost exactly a year later than when I had stopped because of COVID shutting things down. And just the fact that I'm literally the exact same month back is funny to me. And I've had so much fun with it. I managed to do home workouts the entire time. I didn't stop working out. But it's very different doing things with the equipment that I have. And I did buy equipment while I was home. So I do have a decent amount of dumbbells and stuff. But when it comes to, for example, yeah, the dumbbells or plates for squats and stuff, I very much had to adapt in terms of doing more reps or more sets or a smaller amount of break in between, because I can lift more than any type of weight that I have at home, but I wanted to make it work for me. And so it's fun being at the back of the gym because it was kind of my tester as to, after almost a year off actual gym equipment, how much I can actually lift and what my progress is. And some things, especially upper body, I have either maintained or at times decreased slightly, and that's perfectly okay. If you are also back at the gym after taking any type of break and you notice that you're not as strong in certain areas as before, I do not want you to take that in any type of negative way. You are back at the gym and that's all that matters, and I want you to keep pushing yourself and you will get back to where you were. But COVID took a toll on all of us for a bunch of different reasons, and no matter what your reason was for, even if it's not related to COVID, if you had to stop or needed to stop, wanted to stop, ended up stopping for any type of reason in the gym, and you find yourself not being as where you were before, that's completely normal. And like I said, you'll get back to it. You just need to put in the energy. But if you're back at the gym or back to doing the workouts that you were doing, you'll get there. You are literally on the right path to do so. And so for that, in front of you guys. But that's the main reason I love the gym, is being able to see that progress. And sometimes it threw me off that right before COVID, what really hit me is I hit a new PR for my back squat. I was able to lift, I think it was, I have to look at my phone again, but I'm pretty sure it was 65 pounds. And then coming back, I ended up trying just the bar, because I had no idea. I've been starting way lower whenever I do a new type of exercise because I have absolutely no idea what my strength is coming back, and I just don't want to mess up or do something stupid or hurt anything. So I started with just the bar, so that's 45 pounds. And I was like, dang, this is pretty easy. So then I bumped it up, 55. I was like, okay, still way too easy. And then I started with 65. That's how I did my first real set with 65, and I was like, okay, so I've at least maintained. And then I ended up by myself doing 75 pounds, and I was so proud. I could not believe it because, like I said, having no type of equipment like plates at home, the only thing I had was I'm pretty sure it's called a Pilates bar, and so essentially it's a bar that looks like the bar you would use for your squats and stuff like that, but it's held down with a resistant band. So I would put my legs through the resistant band and I would do the different workouts. And I just had no idea what that resistance translated to weight. There's like an approximate, I think they said that every band was 25 pounds, but it truly like doesn't feel like it. So I had no idea if that was actually like truthful or not. And so I was very happy when going back, I ended up being able to do 75 pounds. And then the following week, my friend joined me at the gym, so I had a spotter if I needed, and I did 85 pounds. And I think I'd be able to do 90 to 95 pounds next time. I just didn't have my spotter this week, and I was too afraid to do something stupid without my spotter there. So we'll see. But that's the kind of accomplishments that make me incredibly proud at the gym, is being able to make new PRs, being able to do more reps of the same amount of weight, or upping my weight because I've been doing so well. It just makes me so happy. I love feeling strong in that way. It makes me very happy. So it's been a very good gym experience back. Like I said, things, for example, especially in the upper body, sometimes wasn't as strong for me, but I'm okay with that. And I'll build it up and I'll get there. I'll take the wins that I have and I'll turn the others into wins as well when I get there. So I'm very happy with the gym, very happy I'm back. It feels good. It genuinely does. I also, like I said, I've kind of maintained for the last couple weeks, but there are also times, which is another reason why sometimes the scale itself can be very complicated, and if you've listened to my past episodes, that's why I also often recommend taking progress pictures and measuring yourself, measuring different parts of your body, because there are times where you will lose weight and you won't know it, or you'll lose in ways that like matter, but they're substituted in perhaps weight in muscles, so you'll be stronger, and muscle weighs more than fat. So there are times where it'll look like you've maintained, but if you take progress pictures or measurements, you might see that there's actually positive progress there. And so that's also what makes me very happy, is it kind of hit me a couple weeks ago that my shoulders were starting to look so much stronger in pictures, and I never noticed that until I started really looking at the pictures, and it made me very happy. And I have lately been noticing that especially in my quads have been getting way stronger, and it makes me very happy because I've maintained, but I can also see a lot of positive progress. And I've had a friend tell me too that I looked like that I lost weight, so maybe that despite me maintaining, it was also probably weight that got added to my quads, but I might have lost around, like, my stomach, for example. So it makes me very happy, and that's also why, like I said, I always recommend looking at your progress through different things, from your wins that you do working out, from measurements that you might be taking, or how you feel, or your progress when it comes to your relationship with food, or how you feel in your own body. And I'm kind of forgetting already what I listed, but there's so many ways to keep track of what you're doing, and it doesn't always have to be your actual physical weight. You can have so many other wins, and that's what I really like about not only my own health and fitness journey, but also that's why I became a personal trainer and love being able to help others. It's just because everybody has so, like, such a different relationship with everything that they do, and I think it's very easy to forget the tiny baby wins that happen, but all those tiny small wins add up and add up and add up, and when you see all those adding up, you end up being very proud, but you might not know it in the moment. And that's why I love being able to be there for the clients that I do have and remind them of what they're doing does actually matter and does actually mean something and translate to something. And it's important. It's really important. So I feel like I very unintentionally circle that back to the beginning part of my health and fitness topic, but yeah, I enjoy everything about it, and that's why I'm in it, and I have been feeling good lately, and even if I have setbacks, I know how to get back into it. And even if you guys are having setbacks for any reasons, especially going into the holiday time, just remember those setbacks are totally fine. Just get back into it the next day. Don't try to wait for the next week or the next month. Just get back into it right away, and you will meet your goals. I promise. But yeah, I think that's all the updates I have for you guys. My little Thanksgiving day adventure summary recap of how my day was, and my personal training stories, and what I've been up to when it comes to my own health and fitness. And I will continue to update you guys, and we'll see. I also definitely want to start blogging more than I currently have been and post more tips on there. So if you guys are interested, like I said, I will put the link to Lumen down below, the code for Lumen, but also I will link my blog as usual, and I want to incorporate more tips. And if you guys have seen my Instagram lately, I've been posting way more consistently than I probably ever have, and it makes me happy. And same for TikTok. I've been very consistent on TikTok. I think I can just be creative in another way, which makes me very happy. So please, please follow me on around all those links. And I think that's all I have for you. Thank you so much, so much for listening. And I have no idea, honestly, how long I've rambled here for. Let's see. It's been like 40 minutes. Jeez. I might be able to cut down, I think, a couple things. There were times where I've definitely had to ponder what I was saying, so you'll probably see a little bit of cut down time of that. But it has been a long podcast. I'm happy. I'm proud of that. But yeah. And now 40 minutes into the road then, I probably have about 2 hours and something left. A little bit, probably just a little over 2 hours. So I will now be listening to music, pondering on my next podcast topic. And yeah, I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm very grateful for those of you who are here, who are listening, who either stuck around or happened to tune in to this week's podcast. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.
So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast. and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.